Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's time for a vacation.
Ooh, sounds good to me. Friends, my name is Pauline. Let's learn together today. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Snow in Asia. Snow in Asia. So Pauline, have you seen snow in Asia?
No, I have been to Asia. I've been to Taiwan, Thailand, Hong Kong, but I never saw snow.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, Asia's really warm, right? I don't think I've seen snow there either. I have friends who have seen it in Taiwan just once. They thought it was so special. Well, today we're going to find out some good places to see snow in Asia. Let's take a look at our Read It with Pauline.
When you think of Asian travel, you may think of marvelous beaches, but there are snowy places in Asia. You can enjoy many winter activities there. Japan, South Korea, and China all have nice ski resorts. You can find great powder there. If you don't ski, you can take lessons. Or, at one resort in Japan, you can try ice fishing.
We all know that it is winter. I love winter. The cold weather, the warm home, and the snow.
Well, but many of our friends don't live where there is snow. Maybe they have never seen snow before.
Really? Wow, I can't understand what that would be like. I grew up with snow. It's hard to think about never seeing snow before.
I know. Well, today we'll talk more about that, but let's get started by learning our key words with Christina. Here she is.
Hello, 今天 Trina 来到节目中接受访问。她说大部分的人来亚洲旅行都喜欢到海边去。They want to enjoy the marvelous beaches. 形容词 marvelous 就是令人赞叹极好的。可是 Trina 说事实上来亚洲也可以赏雪或从事一些冬季的活动。You can enjoy winter activities too. 名词活动就是 activity。冬天可以到亚洲很多滑雪圣地去玩雪。There are many great ski resorts in Asia. 名词 resort 就是度假圣地。Trina 说运气好的话可以找 powder snow。名词 powder 原本是粉或粉末的意思。当地上的雪不是很湿的时候它会是粉状的。滑雪的人称这种粉状的雪为 powder。You can find great powder for skiing.如果不喜欢滑雪的话也可以尝试冰上钓鱼哦。You can go ice fishing. 这个 fishing 是名词指钓鱼这项活动。
Hello everyone, I'm your new host Alex. Today we are going to talk about travel.And here in the studio, we have Trina Travel. Hello, Trina Travel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's talk about travel in Asia.
Okay. When you think of Asia, you often think of marvelous beaches.
True, but there's also lots of snow.
Oh, yes. You can see snow and enjoy winter activities, too.
Tell us about some snowy places in Asia.
We have a great guest on the show. Her name is Trina. She is welcomed by Alex to the show.
But Alex is doing a great job. Today he's talking to Trina about travel in Asia. That's great. I enjoy traveling in Asia. Here,Alex is talking about the topic travel as a noun. So he doesn't need to say travels or traveling or something like that.
Here is Christina with more on this word.
Alex 说今天要来谈谈亚洲旅游。Let's talk about travel in Asia. 请你看一下 travel 这个字，我们一般都把 travel 旅行当动词用，但是今天的 let's talk about travel in Asia 它是名词哦，所以 travel 可以当动词也可以当名词。当名词用的话，你可以说 here are some tips for business travel， 这是商务旅游的小提示，或者 the travel was a great experience， 那趟旅行是很棒的经验。名词 travel 也常常跟其他名词合在一起组成复合名词，比如 a travel magazine 旅游杂志， a travel agency 旅行社，或是 a travel plan 旅游计划。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, Peter, let's get started talking about travel. Let's talk about travel in Asia.
That sounds exciting to me too. Okay. Well, when you think of Asia, you often think of marvelous beaches.
That's true. That's what I think of. But before we talk more about this, let's go to Rebecca for more on this sentence.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow.You all seem so excited today. Wait, I know why. It's time to learn something new in Use It. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word when and often in a sentence. For example, when you think of snow, you often think of skiing. Or when he reads, he often falls asleep. You can do this! So, when...Are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, I love this word, marvelous, in this sentence, too. When we see something marvelous, we are amazed. We are in wonder. It is marvelous.
Well, Asia really does have many marvelous beaches.
But there are other things, too. There is also snow.
Really?I have been mostly to very warm places in Asia, like Taiwan and Indonesia. I never saw snow.
Oh, yes. You can see snow and enjoy winter activities in Asia. You just need to know where to go.
Well, traveling in Asia and the snow, those are two of my favorite things. I would love to do that.
I agree. I think some of these places would be really beautiful, and the feeling would be very different.Usually we travel in the summertime, don't you?
Yeah, I think you're right. Or I travel where it's winter in my home, but I go somewhere where it's the summer.
Right. Usually we want to go to a nice warm place, but there are many beautiful places that you can travel during the winter.
That would be interesting. You know, I like to snowboard. That's kind of like skiing, but I have only done that in the United States.It would be interesting to see what it's like in other places, like Asia.
That's a really good point. I love skiing. I love traveling. That would be a very special memory to have an activity and do that in a different country, like Japan. Ooh, this is getting exciting. Can we go right now?
No, we can't. First, we have to finish the show, but maybe this will give you some ideas for a trip later.
That sounds good to me. All right, friends, now it's time for a short break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Okay, everyone, welcome back.So, Pauline, where are you going?
Oh, well, I was thinking there is one place in Asia I have always been interested for winter travel. It's in Japan. I have seen pictures of monkeys in hot springs, hot water with the snow falling on them. It looks amazing. I want to see that.
That does sound pretty cool. Well, I can't wait to talk more about travel in the winter. Here we go. Here's conversation B.
If you ski, you can find great powder for skiing.
Where? In Japan?
Yes, and in other countries too.
Are the ski resorts there nice?
Very nice.
What if you don't ski?
You can learn. Or at Apikogen in Japan, you can go ice fishing.
I'd like to try that.
Hey, we learned that Japan is a great place to go for snow.
Well, you know, come to think of it, that makes a lot of sense. Japan gets cold during the winter, and they have all of those tall mountains. I know I've seen a picture of Mount Fuji, and that had snow on it.
Oh, right. I always forget that Japan has mountains because I just think of the big cities, or I think of scuba diving, you know, the beaches in Okinawa.
Oh, that's very true. So we learned that you can ski in Japan.
Wow, that's just so crazy to think, but it sounds great. Do they have good powder there?
Oh, powder. Well, we can talk about snow in this way. Powder, I usually think of fluffy white stuff that is very soft. And we can explain that snow can be the same way. So we use this word powder.
Right. And people who ski or snowboard really like this kind of snow, powdery snow. And we also learned that the ski resorts in Japan are really nice. These are the places you go skiing.
We usually talk about snow as powder, but if it's very warm outside, the snow will be different. It will be heavy and wet. So you want to have good snow at your resort. Do you know what a resort is? These are like fun hotels.
Right. Resorts are usually very big, too. It's not a small hotel. They'll often have pools and, I don't know, a lot of extra things to do. And a lot of times your meals are included as well. But, Peter, I have a question. What if our friends want to travel in the winter and they want to see snow, but they don't want to ski?
So what if you don't want to ski? That's not a problem. There are other things to do. But that's a good question. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
Trina 聊到滑雪的好去处，但是 Alex 想知道，那不滑雪的人怎么办呢？ What if you don't ski? 当你顾虑到有些情况比较特殊的人，就可以这样子问。比如说，今天晚上有烤肉派对，你考虑到 What if you don't eat meat? 不吃肉的人怎么办？或者在美国旅游的人在入境的时候，海关都会问一些问题。What if you don't speak English? 如果你不会说英语怎么办？又或者今天的旅游行程是到水上乐园去玩。What if you don't like water? 不喜欢玩水的人怎么办？
Okay, so what if you don't want to ski or snowboard like me? You can try some other kinds of activities then.
Like what?
Well, you can go ice fishing.
Ooh, I'd like to try that.
Me too.
I'd like to try that. That's today's
calendar
phrase.
I'd like to try that.
I'd like to try that.
我想尝试这么做。
I go skiing in the winter.
I'd like to try that.
I go ice skating in the winter.
I'd like to try that.
And I go ice fishing in the winter.
Ooh, I'd like to try that.
What do you do in the winter?
I stay inside and keep warm.
I'd like to try that.
Yeah.
I'd like to try that.
I'd like to try that.
我想尝试这么做。
Okay, so if you want, you can go ice fishing, you can go skiing or snowboarding. Those all sound pretty cold, though. Is there anything else you can do in the winter in Japan?
Well, especially in Japan, they have many hot springs. For us, it's like a hot tub that feels really good after a long day of skiing.
Oh, that, now that sounds great. I think I'll have to do that if I go to Japan in the winter.
All right, friends, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Marvelous. Marvelous. You have a marvelous home.
Activity. Activity. I'm planning an activity for the party.
Resort. Resort. We will stay at a resort.
Powder. Powder. There isn't much powder on the mountain.
Fishing. Fishing. I love fishing at the lake. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's watch our lesson one more time.
Hello, everyone. I'm your new host, Alex. Today, we are going to talk about travel. And here in the studio, we have Trina Travel. Hello, Trina Travel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex.
Let's talk about travel in Asia.
Okay. When you think of Asia, you often think of marvelous beaches.
True, but there's also lots of snow.
Oh, yes. You can see snow and enjoy winter activities, too.
Tell us about some snowy places in Asia.
If you ski, you can find great powder for skiing.
Where? In Japan?
Yes, and in other countries, too.
Are the ski resorts there nice?
Very nice.
What if you don't ski?
You can learn! Or at Apikogen in Japan, you can go ice fishing.
I'd like to try that.
All right, well, let's talk more about ice fishing.
Wow, look at this family. They're ice fishing. I don't think many people do this activity anymore, but it'll be fun to talk about.
Yeah, this is perfect to talk about. So, can you see what they are doing in this photo?
Well, they are making a hole in the ice. Oh, wait, so they are standing on the ground or are they standing? They are standing on the lake?
Yes, that is hard to imagine. Oh. They are standing on the lake, those little kids. Well, the ice is very thick right now, so it is okay to walk on the ice.
Sure, but then you drill a hole in the ice? That seems like that wouldn't be safe.
Well, I think it's okay. Sometimes there is more than a foot of ice in these lakes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of ice. Okay. Well, what happens next?
Well, then next you sit around the hole and fish.
Huh. So you sit outside in the cold until a fish bites?
Yes.
That's cold.
Yes.
You just sit there?
Yes.
I don't think this sport is for me.
Oh, come on. It would be great freezing outside and catching fish. I'm ready to go. What about you? Well, think about that while we watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, would you like to travel to Asia?
Oh, sure. The beaches there are marvelous. Don't forget the sunscreen.
Ginger, there are snowy places in Asia, too.
Snowy places in Asia? You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. You can enjoy many winter activities there.
Where?
Japan, South Korea, China. They all have nice ski resorts.
Ski resorts? With snow?
Of course. You can find great powder there.
Great powder?
Yes, great snow for skiing.
Oh, but what if you can't ski?
Take lessons or go ice fishing.
Ice fishing? No, thanks. I don't like cold fish.
Ginger.
Thank God for the flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring. Thank God for the flowers of springtime and all the birds that sing. New life, new hope is coming. Thank God for the promise of spring. Spring is in the air, you feel it everywhere. It's a time when you can see how beautiful this world can be. Thank God for the promise of spring. Thank God for the promise of spring.
Well, friends, what do you think? Are you going to go on a winter vacation sometime soon? I think my favorite part of going to cold places is the hot drinks, hot chocolate, coffee.
Ooh, or green tea. I love going to Japan and drinking green tea. It's so good and healthy.
Maybe I just haven't had the right green tea yet, but I like really sweet drinks, so I like the hot chocolate.
Well, then maybe you should go to Taiwan. Anyway, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.